What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn, Paul Zeiss, Nicholas Callis, and for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, happy Independence Day. You heard from KDK TV. There's a chance for some showers. Sounds like they're going to be pretty spotty. It may work out that it's nothing at all. Let's hope that's the case, especially for all the fireworks shows that are planned for later today. But when, I mean, it's 4th of July, you're going to be out. Ideally, you're outside playing some games, grilling out, eating a lot of food, maybe throwing a few drinks back. So, Paul, if you're out there, you got a lawn game. I mean, there's several options. Bocce.
Bocce.
Cornhole. The old school would be croquet, but that seems to take, it seems to be too involved. I used to love lawn darts as a kid, but I guess now, you know, you're going to stab people with them and kill them so you can't have them. Can jam. Wiffle ball.
What is can jam?
Can jam is the frisbee into the little circular thing. With,
little
wiffle ball, spike ball. I guess that's more. If you're young and agile, spike ball is a thing. You see that on a lot of college campuses. My daughter was into spike ball. What are you going with? Like, what's your?
I was always into volleyball outdoors. You know what I mean? That was always fun.
Well, you must have had a decent yard if you're playing volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball was always fun. I never got into the cornhole thing. I know a lot of people love it. I've never, ever really liked it or even played it that much. You know, I just, there's not a whole lot about it that interests me. It's a slow game in my mind, you know? I remember back in the day we used to play lawn darts, though. That was always fun. You know, with the circular thing that you threw at the end. Now, that was always
two
fun.
Hoops and some darts. I mean, it was.
Right. But generally, like, if I went to a picnic, say we went to a picnic in the park or something, I would generally go find the basketball courts and play pickup basketball. You know, there'd always be, at any picnic, any given picnic, there'd always be enough, you know. You only need four people really to play, but you can really you and someone else can play one on one. But usually, you'd get like a 3-on-3 or a 4-on-4. You know, you go play and you have a good time doing that. But if you're at the house, we had a basketball court in our backyard. I mean, in our driveway. But you know, we would play. I mean, lawn darts was always one of the things. I keep going back to that because that was the game we would always play. Again, you'd think that playing that, I would have made the natural transition to cornhole. But it's just doesn't really interest me that much.
I mean, the nice thing about that sport, I don't even want to say it's a sport. That's what you see on the Ocho. But you can have a beer in one hand and the beanbag in the other. You know, so it's more laid back. Any age can do it. You know, grandpa can compete against the little kid. You know, there's... Whereas some of the other ones, like spike ball, you know, you try to play spike ball, I'd tear an ACL.
Right, exactly. And that gets violent. Even a game, you know, in a backyard volleyball gets violent. You know, if you
ever do badminton?
We played it a little bit, yeah, a little bit. And that game was always fun. But I could never, ever really get good at it for some reason. You know, and I always hit the thing too hard. And, you know, I tell you when I was young, right out of, you know, like in high school, right out of high school, I played a lot of tennis. You were talking about tennis before.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And I started getting pretty good at it on a recreational level, you know? But once you start getting into the point where you're working and you're
right,
got a family and all this other stuff, you got to start cutting some things out, you know? And so that kind of went, but I enjoy that too. But that's a completely different sport than badminton. And I think it's a completely different sport than pickleball. Like, I think you could be really good at tennis and stink at pickleball and vice versa.
See, we would do badminton because you didn't need as much space normally than you did for volleyball. The thing what we would get, if we would start playing volleyball, is you start the fights about, like, somebody carrying it or somebody, and not fist fights as much as just the arguments.
Right.
Like, hey, that's illegal, or that's a carry. You have someone, in our family is the sister, who was a volleyball player, and she was pretty good, and so she get ticked off at everybody carrying the ball or whatever, and then there are people that are just basically grabbing it and scooping it over.
Right.
So you get into those discussions. The one I didn't get into until we moved down here to the city was bocce. Like, I really didn't. We didn't have, I mean, everybody seemed to have like a hilly yard.
Now,
so there was no good yard to set up bocce.
Now, is bocce, I honestly can say, I don't know that I've ever played bocce. I don't know that I've ever really seen it played. Is bocce, what is it? Is it basically like something where someone rolls out a ball and then you got to knock the ball?
Yeah.
Or
that's essentially.
What do you do to play bocce? How does that game work?
So you knock. There's a ball they throw out, and then you try to knock the ball. You try to get closest or knock people away from that ball, and you get points in that regard. Right, Nicholas?
It's like closest to the pin in golf, but, you know, you get points based on how close you are to this ball.
And you
ball.
Can knock somebody else's ball out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, so you each have a certain amount of throws, and I think they alternate. But yeah, your job is to roll the ball, get it close, and you can knock other balls away from opponents to make sure that yours gets closest. And then they do rough measurements and give you points based on how close you got.
What's your lawn game?
I'm big on croquet.
Really?
I have a croquet set, and I always wanted one when I was little, and I finally got one. And it was a more interesting game than I had thought, and it was really cool. And so, yeah, I'll play that every once in a while. Yeah.
You set up all the... What are they, wickets?
We don't do exact measurements, but you set it up like in a figure eight style. And, you know, you have to hit the ball through each of the wickets, and you have to do it in a certain order. And the first one to get them through all of them is
And then you hit the stick at the end or whatever.
Yeah, so there's a stake. Well, there's a stake on one end and a stake at the beginning. You have to go up and back in order to win first. Up and back, not just up and back.
Well, I mean, wiffle ball used to be a fun one.
Yes.
You didn't need a ton of room. You hit it over the clothesline or, you know, certain trees or bases. And I guess Bechtold is in, what's he in, some league, right?
I think he's in the South Hills Wiffle League, and he also participates a little bit with Wiff's Life, which is one
he
in
runs,
Washington.
He's the president of the league.
He's one of the top guys. I don't know if he runs the league.
I don't know. According to him, he runs the league.
Oh. Well, no, I believe him. I mean, I've seen him play. He was in a national wiffle ball tournament last year, and I met a guy in college when I was in 2020, and he had me announce their national championship because it was in Washington County in 2020, and then they came back in 2023. But I've been announcing for his league in Washington and then the national game sometimes. It's a big thing now. They're professional wiffle ball players.
Now, is it the same ball with the holes in it, or is it some kind of fancy?
So they have, the holes are on one side. You know those ones with like the curved holes, and they're only on one side.
Well, yeah.
Because it always used to piss you off. You get the one, like the cheap one, that right. didn't have holes. It'd be dented by like
yep.
the third
those
hit.
Those ones were bad, but if you talk to Austin, that whole thing is very competitive. They're serious about it, you know?
Like I announced the national championship on ESPN Plus when
you?
It was here in Pittsburgh. Or it was that they played at Wild Things Park. It's legit. It's legit.
What are the dimensions?
The I want to say 60 feet away.
They throw the bases are that far?
Yeah. The bases are 45. It's like Little League, except the mound's a little farther away because you can't have it that close for those guys. But they, some leagues, the one in Washington has a pitch speed regulation, but the national guys don't. And the way they move the ball is nuts.
Wait, pitch speed regulation?
Yep. So some leagues, because, you know, some of the teams are weaker, and if you don't, they'll get smashed. But the national guys don't play around. When that national tournament comes here, no pitch speed regulation. It's just they're sizzling.
And they probably make that ball dance.
Yes.
Because that was the beauty of wiffle ball is even if you couldn't throw a curveball with a baseball, you could with a wiffle ball.
But they master they got sinkers, screwballs. They can make a move any type of way, and I've seen it. It's nuts.
Huh. Well, that's the thing that you know that they were talking about. That's the thing Austin was talking about was how good the pitchers are. You know, it you know basically they can do almost anything with the ball.
His team
sink it.
I saw his team play once in the national tournament. They struggled a little bit.
Sink it.
Yeah.
You know, make it rise, make a curve, make it, you know, make it dive from left to right. I mean,
it's difficult.
The guys that basically are good pitchers know exactly what they're doing for sure.
Mm-hmm. So much for the days where you're just like imitating the Pirates lineup.
Well, you could do that at your house or in your local area. I mean, nobody should get
damn
up fun with it.
Damn.
It just depends what level of fun. I mean, if you don't want to organize a team, you shouldn't. Yeah, just have fun with it. But these guys have fun with it, and they do it at the highest level.
It's probably, what, ACL injuries and injured lists? And is there a salary cap in this league?
No.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection here on Independence Day. But, Paul, I'm with you. I think lawn darts is the old one that could. And then there's that one where you've got the, I don't know. I've seen them homemade where you just take, you know, pipe and make those where the three lines and you've got the string with the ball on each end.
Oh,
and you fire it across a distance and then you try to get it to wrap around one of the three levels and each level you get a different. I always thought that was just like we had an uncle who was a plumber and I just mm-hmm. thought he took some old pipe and just. But I guess that's the thing. Like other people have, they're like this. You could buy these sets of whatever the hell this game was called.
Ladder toss.
There you go.
Ladder toss.
I've never called it that. That I've never known the formal name, but that's what it is according to the internet. Ladder toss.
Well, internet's never wrong.
No.
An opportunity right now for you to call, be caller number 3, and win a pair of tickets to see Bret Michaels and Chris Jansen at the Pavilion at Star Lake on Saturday, July 13th. Next Saturday, third caller right now to win 2 tickets to see Bret Michaels with Chris Jansen at the Pavilion at Star Lake. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll get back to some Pirate talk. Coming up at the top of the hour, Penguins have had a busy week and a half. They've got prospect camp starting in a couple of days. Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now wrote an interesting article about Sidney Crosby not yet signed and what that might mean. So we'll talk a little Penguins at the top of the hour. Coming back, a little Buccos here. Jeff Hathorn, Paul Zeiss, Nicholas Callis here on the Fan Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase. Parents and coaches, send us an email at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop at your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate, our proud sponsor. So, heading into June, hitting 177, you never would have thought there would be a day, considering all the boos that he heard at PNC Park, that there would be a day or night where people were chanting for Rowdy Tellez, that he is, the fans were excited when he was coming to bat in the, what was it, eighth or ninth?
Yeah.
Hit that line drive. Like, people are like, all right, we got a chance to win because Rowdy's at the plate. He went from hitting 177 to 244 here on July 4th. 15 of his 23 RBIs have come in the last month. He also had a good defensive play yesterday. We made and that diving stop.
And he's had a couple of really, really fun base running. He stole base, you know, went first to third. He's done some things in the last few weeks. Listen. If he continues to do what he's doing, I mean, obviously the Pirates will be vindicated for bringing him here. And, you know, I think that really there's been an incredible turnaround.
He says he's just kind of been the same guy. He's stuck with what he's done. You know, he kind of kept that mindset that, hey, I'm going to pull through this. And, you know, he's getting – not everything he's hitting has been lasered. I mean, he's getting some things to drop. He had that one off the end of the bat that trickled up the line that he got on base 2 days ago. But, hey, credit to the 29-year-old. I mean, it never was personal with him. It was just the fact that he wasn't producing.
And that, and also the stuff where he basically tried to tell – He arrived in town for like 10 seconds, and all of a sudden he's trying to tell us what we do here. This is not what we do here. To which most people said, how the hell do you know what we do here? You just got here. Please shut up.
Then
he went out and stunk. Like, this town, if you talk trash to fans, or you better produce. Because if you don't, they're going to let you hear it, which is what happened. He brought it on himself because he shot off his mouth when he shouldn't have, and there was no need for him to. David Bednar is a big boy. He can handle it, and quite frankly, David Bednar gets it and understood it. Okay, these guys, you know, the fans, you know, they expect me to go out there and win every game. So my thing was, Rowdy brought it on himself. He put a target on his back when he decided that he was going to tell us how we are supposed to act as fans in this town and how we're supposed to. No, you just got here. Please shut up.
And a quick aside about that, like, Bednar was ready to meet with us. I think there was this impression that, you know, Rowdy went into the back area of the clubhouse and brought Bednar out and put his. Bednar was getting set to speak to us to face the music. And then Rowdy kind of came in and put his arm around him and had that little thing. But for him, I mean, to have this turnaround, it's all of a sudden now you've got a guy that can, I mean, he's shown off a little power. The things that just seem laughable that he might be able to do, he's actually done.
Right. Here's what's concerning to me. In 2021, when he was with Toronto, he hit .209. 2021, the second half of the season, he hit .270. Okay. 2022, he hit .219. 2023, he hit .215. So, I think there will be a regression back to somewhere between .170 and what he's done in the last month. And if there's a regression of some sort, given that the fact that this team doesn't have a whole lot of other guys that hit.
They have no other first baseman.
You know, I'm just saying, even in the lineup, you know, when I hear, okay, our guys improving is going to be, you know, the plan. Well, Rowdy Tellez for the last 5 weeks has been really good. So he's a lot more likely to regress than he is to continue to improve. You know? Okay, so where is the improvement coming? I think Nick Gonzalez has been pretty good. You know what I mean? He's doing what he's doing. O'Neill Cruz probably is what he is right now, which he's been okay. He hasn't been great, but I think he's been okay, right? I don't know that there's a whole lot of room for him to. I mean, I think he'll grow eventually over the course of his career. Obviously, he's got a lot of potential. But as far as this year goes, I don't know that there's a ton of space for him to get back, like to him to markedly improve.
Although the talent is there.
It is.
Like, you see it with
no question. No question. You see it. But my point is, I don't know that it's the kind of thing where he's just going to, you know, the light bulb's going to go on one day and all of a sudden he's going to go crazy. I actually think he's been okay. I haven't had a problem with him. Yeah, he strikes out a lot because he's got the kind of swing. He's probably going to strike out a lot. You know what I'm saying?
But the problem is they don't need him to just be okay.
I get it.
They need O'Neill Cruz to be an all-star.
I get it. No question. I'm talking about this year, what's realistic in terms of the plan that we're going to just have to have guys improve as opposed to go out and getting other guys. Cabrian Hayes had a two-month stretch last year where he played really well and hit the ball really well. For the most part in his career, he's not been a good hitter. For the most part in his career, he's had injury issues that have held him back.
Yeah, And two specific ones. The thumb,
right,
which can affect your grip. That could affect your hitting. And then the back, which affects everything.
Right. So, I mean, you want to tell me Jack Sawinski can get a little better? Okay, fine. I'm just saying, I don't know that there's all this room for growth among the guys they have here that's going to offset the fact that they're just not very good or not very consistent. Rowdy, like I said, for the last 5 weeks has basically carried this offense, him and Brian Reynolds.
And big picture, you need more than 23 RBIs from your first baseman.
Yes.
I mean, it has been nice, and that's been good. The one to me is Hayes, and I know the back injury. I know he's had multiple hit games now in like three of his last five or something like that. But I mean, they expected, you know, you hear from prospects of, well, when he gets bigger, those doubles that he hits in the minors are going to become home runs. Well, they've never really become home runs. He had 320 in August last year and hit like 13 extra base hits in September. So there was a thought, he's figured something out. He's gotten loose. It's gonna click for him now. I don't know if it's just the back injury, which has obviously bothered him even before he went on the
right
IL in May. But if he doesn't do something better than, you know, 230, they're not gonna go anywhere. I mean, this is one of the guys you got locked. He's locked up till 2029.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to have a guy with a nice glove at third base.
I didn't realize how bad he is until I just looked at his numbers. 296 on base.
Right.
605 OPS. Wow.
And that's come up. I mean, it was below 600 before the game, which is just, I mean, it's bad. That's,
right.
And that's a guy you're looking at like, well, this guy, we want to get some reps in the minors. I'm not suggesting that's going to be the case for him, but those are numbers that you'd start questioning why you would keep that guy on a major league roster. And this is a guy you identified as a key part of your core going forward. He has to hit. And more than just occasional singles, he's got to drive in runs. He's got to be a difference maker in that lineup.
Here's what I'm going to tell you right now, looking at this. To your point about Rowdy, and, you know, hopefully he continues to hit, and it's been wonderful. In 31 less at-bats, Nick Gonzalez has as many home runs as Rowdy Tellez. I'll take it one step further. In 31 less at-bats, Edward Olivares has as many home runs as Rowdy Tellez. In 135 less at-bats, Joey Bart has one less home run than Rowdy Tellez. So, you know, that's not good. Sawinski has the same amount of at-bats as Tellez, and he has two more home runs than Tellez does. I'm just saying, you know, Tellez needs to hit for more power, and, you know, he's obviously hit a couple home runs now the last few weeks, and you hope that that gets him started. By the same token, he's on pace to hit, what, about 13 home runs?
Right. And they need more guys like Nick Gonzalez, who are kind of left for dead, lost out on the second base opportunity in spring training.
Right.
In 46 games, he's fourth on the Pirates with 27 RBIs.
Yeah.
In just 46 games.
It's because he drives the ball, and he hits the ball, and he puts it in play.
But I don't, and even Gonzalez is starting to come back a little bit, much like Connor Joe. I mean, for people that thought Connor Joe was going to continue to hit at 290, I mean, he's back under 250. He's a utility player.
Right.
I mean, he's not a guy that you throw in the everyday lineup. That's just not his role. It's like, you know, back in the day with Craig Wilson.
Yeah,
and
all those guys.
Who was the center fielder, the outfielder?
Chris Duffy?
No,
Blake Redmond?
No. Mikowski? No. Damn it.
Ron Mikowia.
Yeah, Mikowiak. Yeah. Like, well, if this guy gets 500 home run or at bats, he's going to hit this many. Well, no, there's a reason that you use him as a platoon guy.
Yeah.
I think it's the same way with Connor Joe's a nice player, but he's a guy that you use in different situations. He's not a guy that should be hitting cleanup in your lineup.
Never. That's the problem. And so, I mean, the thing about calling it Joe is, again, and I said this a long time ago, like a month ago, 2 months ago. The problem with the Pirates is they've got too many guys like Connor Joe, Jack Suwinski, and Nick Triolo back when he was actually starting every day or playing every day. It was like they've got too many guys like those guys who should be coming off the bench, situational players, but they're starters.
I think Triolo is a guy that, I mean, probably could use at bats at AAA.
Right.
Instead of sitting here and playing once a week or being a ghost runner in the 10th inning. You know, he's hitting, what, 202? It seems like there is some, maybe a little bit in that bat, at least more than what's your, I mean, I know Peguero is playing a lot. I don't know if Peguero is a major leaguer, but I would say for Triolo, maybe give him a shot to go get a bunch of at-bats and see what his future might be with this team. And if, you know, if Hayes has another injury or something happens, you can bring him back up.
Yeah. You were thinking of utility guys. You know, the ultimate utility outfielder, which was the ultimate, oh, boy, if he played every day, I don't know why they don't play him every day. R.J. Reynolds. You remember him?
Yeah.
There's a name for the past.
Yes.
I always remember that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's... Yeah. They need more depth in that lineup. They need Ke'Bryan Hayes to start hitting and get that going. You can check out the story about Ke'Bryan Hayes and his value to the team at 93.7thefan.com, as well as game stories and audio from last night's Pirates win over the Cardinals in 10 innings. Buccos on the Fan today at 12:35. Pregame coverage, Dan Zangrilli at the North Shore Tavern leadoff show coming up at 11:40. Coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how, at T-Mobile.com/Switch. When we come back, it was a breaking news story everywhere yesterday that I think anybody could have predicted and put their money on it, and it would have happened. That, as we continue, Paul Zeiss, Jeff Hathorn, and Nicholas Callis on the Fan Morning Show on the 4th of July. Doran Dickerson, Adam Crowley enjoying the 4th of July. Jeff Hathorn, Paul Zeiss, Nicholas Callis here with you. Buccos coming up. 12:35, Martin Perez starts for the Pirates. They have not listed the starters for the Mets series, but you've got to think that Paul Skeens is going to start on Friday. That's where it fits. We'll see about Jared Jones, if he'll be able to go on Monday. We'll learn more about that as we continue. Probably, we talked to Ben Cherington on Saturday, the beat reporters. And then on Sunday, of course, the Ben Cherington Show right here on 93.7 The Fan at 12:35. We'll find out more about where Jones is after that lat issue. I mean, it wasn't termed a pull. There was nothing. Jones and Derek Shelton said afterwards it was precautionary, and that's the reason why he was pulled from the game after 78 pitches in 5 innings. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Wimbledon going on right now, which I guess I always thought it funny that, you know, it goes on during the 4th of July time, which, you know, obviously isn't something that's celebrated over in Great Britain. But that it's kind of a 4th of July event is the big sporting event over that time is over in England. And that is continuing. And actually, they have some decent weather for the first time in a little while. You know, as a breaking news, Nicholas, you question some people that throw out stuff, as insider tells me this, source tells me this, and you wonder if they're just throwing stuff at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You or I, after the Lakers drafted Bronny James, could have made the designation that LeBron James was going to sign back with the LA Lakers.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking at ESPN yesterday, is huge. Sources say LeBron James re-signing with the Lakers. There are times to be very proud of insider information. Insider that Klay Thompson's signing with the Mavericks. Insider that whatever, that Saquon's no longer going to be with the Giants or whatever it might be. This one was pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, they drafted his kid. His kid had signed a 4-year deal. And I saw that they backed a little bit by saying it was 2 years, $104 million. That it's, well, it's actually going to be 2 years, maybe now $102 million. So they can have some money to sign some people.
That's amazing to me. $2 million makes that much of a difference.
It doesn't.
In the NBA.
I tell you what, we don't follow it as much here. You ever look at some of those deals? Like, just the transactions go through and you see some of the money these guys are making?
I think Donnie was touching on it a bit yesterday. Just how colossal the deals are.
You know, Donovan Mitchell, you know, and the cap works that you can bring guys back for, you can retain your own players, but pay them more, but it doesn't kill you on the salary cap.
Hmm.
So, like, the Cavs keep Donovan Mitchell, but this extravagant contract isn't killing them as much of the cap, which, in a way, when you look at hockey, you think, man, if the Pens could sign Crosby and sign him to a legit contract and then not have to worry about what that is coming back, that would be advantageous for them.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the whole league, but advantageous for them. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan weather, high of 86 today, low of 71, 65% chance of rain. But it's likely going to come a little later, so it hopefully doesn't affect the game today, and hopefully it's more like the 35% is right and won't affect any of your outdoor plans. It is going to be warm, high of 89. Tomorrow, very warm, potential of a morning thunderstorm. Then in the afternoon, some heavy thunderstorms could bring flooding, downpours, hail, damaging winds. Now that we haven't seen that over the last couple of weeks. High tomorrow of 88. Saturday looks like the day. Saturday and Sunday look awesome. 87's the high on Saturday. Periods of clouds and sun. Less humid and breezy. Sunday, 88. Some sun and clouds. Very little chance of precipitation either of those days. 88, 87, and 88 are the high. 87 is the big number as we move forward. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Save up to 50% right now at our spectacular 4th of July sale. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online. No hidden fees and no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. We even have outdoor shades for backyard summer get-togethers. Do the measure and install yourself, or let Blinds.com handle it for you. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. Plus, our design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's spectacular 4th of July sale now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.